This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
There's more than meets the lie.
This building and everyone in it is toxic. They have to pay for what they did.
So just sing your heart out.
Well done! Thank you so much!
He's very charming, isn't he?
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Monday, January 30th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Want to take a guess what was number one at the box office this weekend? Well, if you guessed Avatar: The Way of Water, you'd be right. James Cameron's sequel claimed the top spot for the seventh week in a row, making another $15.7 million domestically. Globally, the movie is now the fourth biggest movie ever with $2.11 billion. Three of the top four were directed by Cameron. The Way of Water will surpass Titanic in third fairly soon. Avengers Endgame is in second, and The Way of Water will need to earn another $600 million to overtake that spot. Elsewhere at the domestic box office, Puss in Boots: The Last Wish held on to second place with another $10.7 million, followed by A Man Called Otto with $6.7 million, Megan with $6.3 million, and the new Indian spy thriller Pathaan in fifth with $5.9 million. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is reviewing the campaigning efforts of the 2023 Oscar nominees following rampant speculation that lobbying rules were violated in the case of one unexpected nominee. Since the nominations were announced last Tuesday, the internet has been abuzz over Andrea Riseborough's surprise nod for Best Actress for her starring turn in To Leslie. She's joined in the category by widely anticipated nominees Cate Blanchett, Ana de Armas, Michelle Williams, and Michelle Yeoh. But when Riseborough scored a nomination and two long-favored contenders who are both Black, Viola Davis and Danielle Deadwyler, were snubbed, long-standing frustrations over diversity collided with concerns over whether that grassroots campaign adhered to the Academy's strict rules regarding lobbying. We have not heard the last of The Last of Us. HBO has officially renewed the post-apocalyptic drama starring Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey for season two. Season one adapts the main events of 2013's The Last of Us video game, where 20 years after a zombie-like fungal plague ravaged the globe, Joel, a survivor living in a militarized Boston quarantine zone, is tasked by the Firefly's rebel group with smuggling out a young girl, Ellie, to their allies on the outside. Now, series writers and executive producers Craig Mazin and Neil Druckmann have indicated that they plan to adapt the events of the second video game, 2020's The Last of Us Part Two, should the show get more seasons, which it now will. Looks like the world will have to remain in peril as the mysterious Benedict Society is being broken up by Disney Plus. After two seasons, the streaming service has canceled the series based on the popular children's books by Trenton Lee Stewart and starring Tony Hale. And Amy Robach and TJ Holmes are saying goodbye to the Good Morning America family. The couple, who were both married to other people, made headlines when their workplace romance was revealed late last year. Now the anchors have officially departed the popular daytime program GMA3 What You Need to Know and ABC News. The network announced the news Friday evening, more than a month after the co-anchors were taken off the air amid an internal investigation into their relationship. For more on all of those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Well, folks, the star power is shining bright on our number three pick today, the new episode of America's Got Talent All-Stars. This season features past contestants who are now being given a second chance at showing America their true talent, and the auditions are now in full swing. So far, we've seen magicians and choirs wow judges Howie Mandel, Heidi Klum, and Simon Cowell. And on tonight's episode, we'll see the return of a fan favorite, 11-year-old singer Peter Rosalita. Here's a sneak peek.
Peter Rosalita, so good to see you again. You look fantastic.
Thank you.
My name is Peter Rosalita. I'm 11 years old, and I sang in America's Got Talent season 16.
There were parts during that audition which literally gave me goosebumps.
This audition got over 15 million views.
And then Celine Dion tweeted about me.
I was like, oh my God, it's Celine Dion! I got far to the semifinals and I got very nervous and there was that hiccup.
Hello? Wait, can you repeat, please? Sorry, guys.
I told myself, keep it together, and I just asked them to repeat the song again.
I would have ran off the stage, but you held it together. Well done.
Thank you.
The act going into the finals is Dustin Tavella!
Being on America's Got Talent changed my life. Now that I'm back, I feel more confident and I grew a little. This is my second chance. I'm gonna make sure that there will be no hiccups.
Peter, good to see you again.
Hello.
Still one of the best dressed men in showbiz.
Oh, thank you.
So, what will Peter sing, and will he impress the judges once again? You can find out on the new episode of America's Got Talent All-Stars tonight at 8 on NBC.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. The new drama series, The Watchful Eye, premieres on Freeform tonight. More on that in just a few. Now, that channel, Freeform, has gone through lots of changes since its start. Most recently, the name change from ABC Family to Freeform in 2016, during the middle of season 6 of Pretty Little Liars, if you were keeping track. But do you remember the name of the channel when it first started in 1977? Was it CBN Satellite Service, The Family Channel, or Fox Family Channel? Stick around for the answer.
Number two.
A mystery unfolds on our number two pick today, the new episode of Alert Missing Persons Unit. A foster care worker goes missing, but before the team can find him alive, his body shows up and it seems to have been a suicide. The MPU then shift their investigation to a pregnant woman who was linked to the foster care worker. They discover she too has been missing for 2 whole years. Here's a preview.
I think they found Keith.
If that's Keith, then who is the psycho living in his room?
We have 7 missing women, and I figured out how they connect.
So that's it. Revenge.
This is evil. It's got to be stopped.
I think I might know where he is.
Hey, police! Hey!
They're coming in.
On your knees right now.
The others, where are they? Where are the other women?
I need you to put that knife down. Jay!
Well, in the meantime, Sydney decides to follow Keith under the assumption that he could be dangerous. The new episode of Alert Missing Persons Unit airs tonight at 9 on Fox. All right, don't go anywhere. Our number one pick is coming up. What to watch? We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. This week in entertainment history, Ace Ventura: Pet Detective was released on February 4th, 1994. The film starred Jim Carrey as Ace Ventura, a detective specializing in missing animals who's assigned to find the missing Miami Dolphins football team's mascot. But when actual players from the team begin to go missing, it's up to Ace to find them too. 1994, by the way, marked a huge year for Carrey. Ace Ventura, The Mask, and Dumb and Dumber all hit theaters that year.
Number one.
Well, it is time for our number one pick, and this one reminds us that it is important to be careful who you trust. The new Freeform series, The Watchful Eye, takes place at the Greyburn, where a family has just lost their mother. The father hires 20-something Elena as a live-in nanny and companion to his young son. But little does she know that the Greyburn, and everyone who lives in it, has dark secrets and sinister motives. Here's a preview.
Come out, wherever you are.
I think my niece Allie was pushed off that ledge. And only one person came into an eight-figure sum as a result of her death. You're going to be my eyes and ears around the Greyburn.
How am I?
Oh, yes, you are.
Welcome to the Greyburn.
I'm Elena, new nanny. I'm moving into the staff quarters.
Say hi. Since his mom's accident, just needs someone to help him enjoy being a kid again.
So you're in the Greyburn.
Elena!
Should we have told her? Why scare the girl?
Many mysterious deaths happened in this building. Accidents.
Do you know what happened to her?
Why so curious?
I've been having these really weird dreams. I just need to know if I'm safe working for this family.
I just wanted to surprise you.
Since when do I like surprises?
If we pull this off, we're set for life. This is worth a fortune that they never need and they're never gonna use.
What were you doing in the basement?
You and me, we earned this.
We're stealing it. Anybody home?
What do you think you're doing?
How did she know that we were in here? It feels like someone's always watching me. I feel a presence here. Someone's trying to talk to me or hurt me.
You don't know the whole truth.
You need to keep your head on straight till we're done with this.
This building and everyone in it is toxic.
They have to pay for what they did.
What are you doing here?
Can this be our little secret? You are in so far over your own head. These people play really dirty.
Yeah, so do you.
People will do despicable things to get their hands on a fortune.
Well, Elena wants justice for the wrongdoings at the Greyburn, but residents want revenge. And it is all going down on the series debut of The Watchful Eye tonight at 9 on Freeform.
Trivia.
And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. What was Freeform called when the channel first debuted in 1977? CBN Satellite Service, The Family Channel, or Fox Family Channel? That would be the very first one, CBN Satellite Service. It started out as an extension of Pat Robertson's Christian Broadcasting Network and in 1990 changed to The Family Channel and then to Fox Family Channel in 1997. Disney bought it in 2001 and renamed it ABC Family. That is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm executive editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.
What to Watch.